A couple of weeks ago, Gedalia Shor was the Rosh Yeshiva of one of the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas, an American-born Gadol. Someone was born in America, often referred to him as American-born Gadol. Had a tremendous Baal Machshava. Clarifies many of the sugyos of the Torah that we totally wouldn't understand, or at least we'd only understand superficially, if not for his guidance. Okay, so let's learn a small piece from the Gedaliah on page Lamed Gimel. Okay, you have it in front of you. Os Tess, in the bottom right-hand corner. Hagon HaKadosh Me'Ostrovtser. He quotes from the Ostrovtser. Who's the Ostrovtser? I love the Ostrovtser. The Ostrovtser was a Heilige Chassidish Rebbe and Gon from Poland. The Ostrovtser's name was Rav Meir Yechiel Halevi Halstock. He was mamish, a deep, deep individual. He fasted every day and only ate at night for, I think they say, 40 years. And he would have like a daytime fast and break his fast after, you know, like we do on some of the minor fast days. That's how he lived his life. He was mamish a kadosh v'tahor. His son was killed during the Holocaust. But we have a sefer from called the Me'ir Einei Chachamim, very, very deep sefer. It reveals a lot of really deep things. So the Ostrovtser, who's not quoted very often by the Gedaliah, at least not that I've seen, he quotes the Ostrovtser who said, Ki ha'gimel molachim shabo'u la'avram avinu, nivra'u me'ha'gimel mitzvos shasa. Okay? Why am I showing you this piece? Because I want us to realize, it's something we spoke about a little while back. I don't remember, maybe at the beginning of the year in the Tomer Devar when we were learning, we came to this idea. I think that's when we had it. That when a person does a mitzvah, you create a malach. We had it in Tzichas Ran also. When you do a mitzvah, you create a malach. Avram Avinu, how does our parsha begin? Vayera lav Hashem be'elo ne'mamre. Avram is recovering from his bris milah. And all of a sudden, who appears to Avram Avinu at the beginning of the parsha? Who shows up? Three guests. Three Arabs, three angels. All of a sudden, he has three guests. Three people are standing by. And Rashi tells us these are really angels, right, who are disguised as people. But says the Ostrovtser, you know where these three angels came from? These were angels that were created by Avram's mitzvos. Avram just did mitzvos milah. 99 years old when Avram got a bris milah. Can you imagine? 99. Wow. Tzadi Tess years old. 99. There's a remez. They say a remez. Avram was 99. How's it going? Tzadi Tess. What's the gematria of Tzadi Tess? He spelled the two letters. He was 99 years old when he got his first meal. Tzadi Tess. How much is Tzadi? Tzadi is 104. And Tess is spelled Tess Yud Tuf. It's 419. So what is that? 613? Tzadi Tess is 613? Yeah, Nani, am I doing it right? No? It must be Tzadik Tess. How about 204? How about 204 and 419? Tzadi is sometimes spelled Tzadi, sometimes Tzadik. Yeah, that's 613?
Yeah, 623.
How, what is it?
623.
623?
Yeah, 204 and 419.
Okay, so how about Tzadik Tess? Take out the Yod and Tess. And 613. Usually it's spelled Tess with Yod, sometimes without Yod. Okay. I saw it once in a safer. I'm not making it up on the spot. So 613, okay. So Avram got a bris milah, and Hashem says, "Ve'yei tamim." Now you're tamim. Now you're complete. Right? We saw in Yismach Yisrael the other day. Avram Avinu sanctified all of his limbs, 248 body parts, 365 sinews. So at the age of 99, he did something which made him complete. Okay, all right. Not the greatest remez in the world, but it is brought. I once saw it in the sefer. Okay, fine. But when you do a mitzvah, you create a malach. So who are these three malachim? Says the Ostrovtser, these three malachim were created from the three mitzvos that Avraham did. Kedi says, it says in Pirkei Avos, ha'osa mitzvah achas, when you do a mitzvah, kona lo praklit echad. When you do a mitzvah, you get an advocate on your behalf. You get a lawyer to defend you. And that lawyer is the malach that's created through your actions. Shemikol mitzvah sha'adam osa notzer malach. When you do a mitzvah, you create a malach. V'kan kiyem Avram Avinu mitzvas mila priya u'mitzitza. And Avram just did three mitzvahs. or three parts of a mitzvah. Right? One mitzvah did Avram Avinu do, Mila, Priya, Umitzitza. How does a bris mila work? Mila is the cutting away of the arla. Priya, after the Moel cuts the foreskin, he has to pull back, he pulls back on the skin, right? Revealing the makomila beneath, reveals the atara, which is the top of the male organ, by peeling back, by pulling down the skin, tearing, that's called priya. Right, so there's the cutting with the knife, and there's the priya. And the mitzitza is the extraction of the blood, sometimes done mitzitza bapeh, sometimes not done mitzitza bapeh. The mohel extracts, he draws in the blood, and that's, the Gemara says, that's for the purposes of refuah. Okay? So when Avram Avinu did these three mitzvos, mila, priya, and mitzitza, he created three malachim, which now came to visit him. What an amazing thing. Okay? So as bad as the last remez was, I'll tell you a good remez now. Sfar Makadoshim say, what's the gematria of mila, upriya, umitzitza? Mila and priya and mitzitza. This is a great gematria. Mila, upriya, umitzitza.
You include the vav?
Yeah, with the vav. Mila, upriya, umitzitza. How much is mila?
85.
Mila is 85. Okay? How much is upriya? Mila upriya. 371. No? Right, upriya is 371. Okay? So mila and priya and mitzitza, umitzitza is 241. So what's our total? 697. Okay? 697. Okay, now and what's the gematria? So these three steps are the three steps of what we would call a bris mila. So what's the gematria of bris mila? Bris mila. If someone stopped and said, how do you do a bris mila? He would say, milo priya mitzitza. Right? Bris mila. Bris is 612. Mila is 85. So 697. So mila upriya mitzitza is gematria of bris mila. This is the full bris mila. Avram had a full bris mila. Now, Rav Gedalia Shur writes here in the footnote, if you look at the footnote here, he says, the truth is that Avram, it's a discussion in the Gemara in Yevamos, whether or not Avram was commanded in Priya. One of the things that separates us from Yishmael, right, Yishmael also has Bris Mila. But the Sfarim explain that Yishmael didn't have Priya. That this Indian of Priya is what separates a Jewish circumcision from an Arab circumcision. Okay, so Avram Avinu had all three steps. Mila, Priya, Umetzitza. So what was created from these three things? He had a complete bris mila. Mila, Upriya, Umetzitza, Gematria, bris mila. Three malachim were created. Umeela, Mitzvos, Nivru, Gavriel, Michal, Rafal. From these three mitzvos, three angels were created. And we know who the three angels were. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Yoma, I believe it's Daf Lamed Zayin, that the three angels who came to visit Avram were Michael, Gavriel, and Raphael. Now, do these three angels reflect the three mitzvos that he did? Let's see. Umeela mitzvos nivru Gavriel, Michal, v'Raphael. Gavriel, shehu midas hadin, nivra mi mitzvos mila, shehu asar sa'arla. I'm teaching you this piece because I want you to realize that every move that you make with your body, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying so close attention, and the reward that you get is so precisely linked to the act that you do or don't do, whether it's mitzvah saseh or mitzvah lo saseh. What is mila? Mila is krisas ha'arla. Mila is cutting away the negativity, cutting away the foreskin. And therefore, which malach was created from what? From the krisas ha'arla, from that act of mila, the hasaras ha'arla, the removal of negativity, the malach Gavriel. The malach Gavriel is a malach of what? Of midas hadin. The malach Gavriel sometimes comes to destroy bad things. Let's keep in mind, the angels who came to visit Avram, one of them came to bring him refuah from his bris mila. One of them came to inform them that Sarah is going to have a baby. One of them came to destroy Sodom. So look how the different aspects of the mitzvah of mila actually correspond to specifically the angel that was created and what that angel's shlichus was, what that angel was sent to do. So the malach Gavriel, who's a malach of midas hadin, was created from mitzvah mila, which is the cutting away of the negativity. the Malach Michael, who is the Malach of the Jewish people, a very good, loving angel, who's always trying to be Malam Mitzchus and Klal Yisrael, always looking out for us. The Malach Michael, top of the left column, Shu Midas HaChesed, Nivra Mimitzas Priya, Shu is Galus HaTara Giloi HaOr. What is Priya? Priya, I told you, is what? Is Giloi HaTara. You notice when you go to a Bris Mila, you'll pay attention next time. He usually calls out, the Moel calls out, the Atara has been revealed. Nizgala Atara, right? Which literally means that the Atara means as a crown, right? The crown of that body part has been revealed, right? Because again, when you cut off the foreskin and you reveal the male organ beneath, right? So at the top of the Makomila is the crown. So Nizgala Atara is, so to speak, the crowning of the baby. Again, a lot of deep things that are going on there. But that's a Hisgalus Atara, that revelation of the crown. Again, is some type of a Giloy of Or. It reveals it was covered over. Now, all of a sudden, this inner spiritual reality has become revealed. So that's good. That's a very good thing. So again, the cutting away, the Orla, we're cutting off Mamish completely, we're going to get rid of. So that's Gavriel. The revelation of the inner Kochos of this child, again, by uncovering his inner Mila, Nizgala HaTara, the revelation of the Atara, literally the crown, is a revelation of light. That's the Malach Michal, the Malach of Chesed. The Malach who always sees the good in Klal Yisrael, who reveals our inner potential. And of course, the third Malach, the Malach Rafal, was created from Mitzvah's Mitzitza. As the Gemara says, the reason that we do Mitzitza, the reason that we try to extract the blood, is that there shouldn't be, God forbid, a clotting of the blood, which could be obviously very dangerous for the baby. The Gemara says, the Moel, the Umna, means the worker, the Umna, the Moel, who does not extract blood, Sakanta, it's a Sakana, it's dangerous, and such a Moel should be removed. Again, Mitzitza is not a mitzvah per se, but it's a mitzvah in the sense that we do it for health reasons. And obviously, being healthy and being safe is part of one of the values of Hashem. Okay, so the Malach Rafael, who's the Malach of healing, of course, is created from that act of mitzitza. V'gam tafkid ha-malachim b'boam l'zeh ha-olam ha-yime'ein ha-mitzvah shreimenu nivro. And then look how that Malach, again, who was created, again, Gavriel from the Mila, Michal from the Priya, and Raphael from the Mitzitza, look how these three Malachim now go and live exactly that. Those angels were not created just for that moment. Gavriel and Michal weren't just created the first time. The Malach Gavriel and Michal existed before Avram ever did this mitzvah. That through those mitzvos, those malachim nisgala hanhagas oso malach mezah olam, that malach was now given a new mission in this world. So to speak, when you do a mitzvah, that malach michal is now given new energy to do something with that mitzvah that you created. Or the malach Gavriel is empowered by your mitzvos. The Jew has to realize how much our mitzvos matter. It's something to think about. We don't realize it. Rav Simcha Bunim of Prishischa said, you can learn from the negative how much our mitzvahs matter. I think I maybe told you this once. What does it take for a person to be chai of Misa? Let's talk about Chil Shabbos, as Rav Simcha Bunim of Prishischa. Which malacha is referred to as a malacha gerua? It's hard to even understand why it's a malacha. It doesn't even seem like I'm doing anything. Carrying on Shabbos. Carrying on Shabbos, Chazal says, is a malacha gerua. Hotzah. Malacha gerua. Cooking, I hear, like I'm doing something. You know, I light a fire and I cook something. Okay. But carrying, what did I do? I moved an object from point A to point B. So what? If you move an object 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah, that's 6 to 8 feet in Rosh Hashanah, where there's no Erev, you move an object in Rosh Hashanah, you don't even go from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah. Just moving something in Rosh Hashanah, the distance of 4 amos, is Chil Shabbos Darais, you could be Chayim Misa for such a thing. So if Simcha Bunu of Prashishcha said, think about that for a second. If we warn a person not to walk down the street with a key in his pocket and to walk 4 amos, and if you do, we're going to take you and we're going to stone you to death for violating Shabbos. And you're thinking, this is a crazy religion. This is a barbaric religion. What did I do? I carried a tissue in my pocket and you're going to kill me for that? So it must be that something's really happening when you carry a tissue in your pocket on Shabbos in a place where you're not allowed to carry. That, yeah, that the Torah says you deserve to die for such, it's such a crime that you've committed, you deserve to die. Now your eyes don't, and my eyes don't see what we did. But the fact that that's the halacha, it's revealing to us something big is happening. So Simcha Bunim Farshischa said, if you could be killed for such a small crime, and we know that Hashem rewards much more for the positive than He punishes for the negative, so why do you think that a small mitzvah is like such a, it's a little mitzvah? We have no idea what a little mitzvah is worth. Avraham Avinu is creating angels. And what are those angels doing? They're being energized to carry out big missions. Sha'amitzvah mevi lidei gilei hanhagas umidas ha'malach. Right, like it says that the malach is, Mishnah says, kona lo praklit. Kona lo praklit. Shayidei mitzvah kona praklit lo. Shia lo. That malach now becomes part of you. V'chein kan al yidei shekiyam Avraham Avinu mitzvahs mila. V'asaras ha'arla. Gilas malach Gavriel. And Malach Gavriel, who's the Malach of Midas Hadin, came to this world to do Midas Hadin. V'horid lezeh ola Midas Hadin. She'asaras ha'arla mikidushas Eretz Yisrael. That there's going to be the removal, not just of your physical arla from your body, Avraham, but you put into motion the possibility of what? Of removing something negative from the world. And what does the Malach Gavriel go and do? He goes and he destroys Sodom. K'mo shekvar bi'arnu, she'nismecha parsha Sodom leparshas Mila. Ki Sodom hi haya hasaras ha'arla. Sodom was arla of the world. It was such a negative place, such a destructive city. It needed to be removed and destroyed the same way that the arla of that part of Avram's body needed to be removed and destroyed. K'mo mila shubachinas nefesh. Okay? What about mitzvahs priya? He says three lines from the end of the page. U'mitzvahs priya, which we said is what created the Malach Michal, or gave energy to the Malach Michal, is going to allow for new revelation, awesome revelation, giloi ha'or, new things are going to come to the world. V'hu malach shabal levaser asara. Yes, the Malach Michal comes to reveal something new in the world. What's the new thing in the world? That Sarah is pregnant, there's going to be a Yitzchak. She was galus orosha Yitzchak. That there's going to be a Yitzchak in the world. Now, for the sake of trees, I didn't give you the last couple lines of the piece. Okay? And by the way, says Rav Shor, the gematria of Yitzchak is gematria or with the kolam. Yitzchak is that giloy of or. Yitzchak is going to be the hamshach of Avraham Avinu. Yitzchak is going to be the one who continues the mission of Avraham Avinu. And lastly, of course, we said mitzitza, the third aspect of bris mila, which is done entirely for the sake of refuah, created which malach? The malach Rafal. The malach Rafal who will come to bring refuah to Avraham Avinu, and of course will also bring refuah to Sodom in the form of what? Of saving Lot. Of finding the one who deserves to have salvation. So says the Ostrosar, realize that your mitzvahs don't just create malachim, they create very specific malachim. And it empowers us to have an appreciation for the mitzvahs that we do. Turn to the other side of the page. We conclude today with the words of the Vilna Gaon. Where else do we see this? It's not just at the beginning of the parsha, it's at the end of the parsha as well. Beginning of the parsha, Avram has his three malachim who come to give him this report. Sarah's going to have a baby, that's Michal, and the Malach Gavriel comes to destroy Sodom, and the Malach Rafal comes to bring refuah, it's Gavaldik. But at the end of the parasha, there's also a Malach. There's a Malach that communicates with Avram where? By Akedas Yitzchak. Take a look, the middle of the page. Vayikra, I love where it's bolded, the psukim. Vayikra, I love Malach Hashem in Hashemayim. Avram is standing there with a knife in his hand, he's about to shecht Yitzchak, says the Vilna Gaon, the Pasuk says, the Malach calls out to Avram. And what does the Malach say? Ki ati yadati kirei Elokim ata. Now I know that you're God-fearing. Hashem says, now I know that you're God-fearing. You passed the ultimate test. Lo chasachtes minchas yechidcha mimeni. You were prepared to take your beloved Yitzchak. It was the ultimate sacrifice. Now I know that you're truly God-fearing. Who's talking to Avram here? A Malach. And what does the Malach say? Now I know that you're God-fearing. Shouldn't the Malach say, now Hashem knows? Well, why didn't Hashem communicate with Avram directly? Why is Hashem communicating through a Malach? Explain the Vilna Gaon. Amar li tzorva mirabanan mi Vilna, v'shem hagon rev Eliyahu Vilna. A young man from Vilna once told me, this is a collection, this is a sefer called Penine Mishulchan Agra, collection of Divrei Torah from the Vilna Gaon. So it's quoting from a sefer called Lekutei Chaver ben Chaver. So a young man from Vilna once told, I guess the author of the Sefer, in the name of the Vilna Gaon, the following idea. Yesh le dakdek b'tevas mimeni. What does the Malach say? Now I know that you have not withheld your child from me. Who's from me? The Malach is talking. From God, not from me. What do you mean from me? You hear the question? The Malach is talking, seems to be out of line. The Malach says, now I know that you have not withheld your child from me. Avram should have said, no offense, Malach, I wasn't offering my child to you, I was offering my child to God. So what's me many? Was Avram offering a carbon to an angel? Hailo lamalach lomar, as we see so many times, nu'um Hashem, as we see throughout the Navi, where the Navi brings a message, and what does the Navi say? Nu'um Hashem, so says God. You want to give a message on behalf of God, you got to sign off that I'm speaking on behalf of God. Kamo ba'amira shnia, as we see in the continuation of the Pesukim, where the Malach says, so says Hashem. Why over here is the Malach talking through the Malach's voice? Avnam yesh levayer, but they're only going to explain so beautifully. Every time you do a mitzvah, nivra malach, a malach is created. V'gam yadua delefi godol ha'av of azrizus v'ayir of akavana beis asiyas ha-mitzvah. In accordance with what? With your yira and your ava and your alacrity and your intensity and your focus of doing the mitzvah. The better you do the mitzvah, the better the malach is going to be. The more you put into that mitzvah, the better the mitzvah is going to be. The better that malach is going to be. The healthier, the stronger that malach is going to be, the more it's going to be able to advocate for you. So this malach who came to Avraham was not just a random malach, but it was just like the malachim who came to Avraham at the beginning of the parsha. It's the angels that we create. Hayoso malach shenivra al yedei mitzvah hakedah. It was Avram's willingness to kill Yitzchak that created such an amazing malach. And you know how you know it's such an amazing malach? Listen to the words of the malach again. Im kein, osi shapir, it works out very well. Masha omer ha-malach, the malach is speaking through the malach's voice. Ati yadati, now I know. The malach looks at himself. The malach looks at himself and says, wow, I'm such a strong and healthy and powerful and illuminated angel. And the Malach says, I must have been created by what? By a person who is all in, who is fully focused. Ati yadati. The Malach says, no, now I know. Ki yirei elokimata. I know how God-fearing you are by looking at me. The Malach sees his own strength, his own health. Right? That you didn't withhold your child mimeni from me. So what does that mean, from me? I wasn't offering the carbon to the Malach. How do you read mimeni in context here? Says the Vilna Gaon, I know how committed to God you are, me many, from looking at myself. Not that you aren't going to withhold your child from me, as if you were offering the child to me, but I know how committed you are to God, me many, from reflecting on myself. The Malach says, I look at myself, atalomar, mitoch madregasi hagadola. The Malach says, I'm the strongest, most healthy Malach ever created. That means you must be the most dedicated Eved Hashem who passed the most difficult test ever. I know how great you are in your service of God, mimeni. How do I know that, mimeni? By looking at myself. I'm the best malach ever created. I'm the greatest malach that ever was created. It's amazing. It's an amazing read on a pasuk that's theologically challenging. Why is the malach saying, now I know that you're God-fearing from what you offered me. I wasn't offering you anything. And it fits with the psukim, because the psukim go on, and then the malach says, and here's what Hashem says to you. But first, the Malach is created. The Malach looks at himself and says, wow, I'm the greatest Malach that has ever created. You must be the greatest Eved Hashem that ever was. So Chevra, Jew has to realize that when we do mitzvos, again, one of the hard parts of doing mitzvos and Maisim Tovim and learning Torah is that we don't see anything that's happening. We have no idea what we're accomplishing. Our eyes can't see. We don't have spiritual eyes. We don't see the angels flying around the room every time we open our mouth to Tehillim, or to recite a bracha on a cup of coffee, right? Or to walk down the street and to look away when you see something a Jew shouldn't see. We have no idea. There's malachim flying out of our brains and out of our hearts and filling the world with an unbelievable koach. But we have to realize that it's very precise. It's mamish very precise. So Amir Tashem, we should be zochet to create a lot of very strong and healthy malachim. And Amir Tashem, those malachim again will stand by our side and help us to continue to serve Hashem in this world. Okay, Shkayach, thanks for coming out today. Hope you had an amazing Shabbos. Should be a good, strong week. Should make a lot of angels this week. Okay, Shkayach.